Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Organization. Tonight's topic, the COVID-19 treatment options dilemma. There appears to be a rush to find a solution to eradicate the virus that causes COVID-19. We have a novel vaccine, new vaccine, and who knows what other types of vaccines. Some old medicines and natural remedies that people claim to be effective in supporting or creating an immune response and saving lives. Seems the only thing they all agree on is creating an immune response or boosting the immune system. So, before we go any further, I just want to welcome everybody into 2021, those of you who have made it. Welcome back to the show. Anyway, from Provocative Thought, if you can't prove you treated people with COVID-19 and they no longer have it, or the symptoms were greatly reduced by your treatment, you should be shut down. Time is something you can never get back, and COVID-19 can get worse in time. So don't waste time, especially when lives may be at stake. Don't give people false hope. That is just cruel. That goes for Big Pharma too. Not just for medicine to treat COVID-19. Medicine to treat any disease or ailment that is professed to be effective in addressing a health issue when it obviously is not effective. That should go for petrochemicals, synthetic chemicals, as well as natural healing herbs or anything else that's out there. Don't waste people's time like that. That's cruel. I think petrochemicals or synthetic chemicals and natural medicine have their place in the treatment of disease or injury. So they, you know, they have a place. We know sometimes things work better with different people in different situations, though. You know what I'm saying? So you all, I'm sure we all experienced that. You know, we took some medicine, say, oh, that, I don't use that, I use this because it works better for me. So something else might work better for somebody else. At certain stages of something, certain medicines might not be as effective. You know what I'm saying? You might need something, you know, a little stronger. You might need one of those synthetic, you know, things. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, and I don't dabble in that. Natural herbs or petrochemicals, except for when I need something. So I'm not the expert on any of that. But I know that, you know, even for me, sometimes things, you know, not working that good for me. And it might have worked once, but next time it might not work. So as well, happens. We know sometimes some interventions don't seem to work at all. It would behoove us to learn how the body functions, how to help it function at its optimum level. As they say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Something like that, right? Let's put this natural herb debate to the test. Let's put all medications to the test. The truth or fact test. Does it work? Is it real? You know, is it helpful? Is it good for you? Is it bad for you? Put everything to the test. You're not going to do that on this show, though. That's some science stuff right there that it probably needs to be done. I'm sure they've done something, but apparently they're not doing enough because they're still having these arguments. The question here is, why aren't we searching under every rock for a method of fighting this COVID-19 virus from hell? Why simply dismiss or suppress natural healing advocates, traditional medical practitioners with other alternative treatments? Why suppress or dismiss that stuff, you know? You know, that guy said they're using something and, you know, something is working and, you know, a medicine is working for them with the combination of this and that, you know. So some say anything that does not support the vaccine agenda will be deemed ineffective. I hope the powers that be are not that narcissistic. You know, I just hope this thing is not driven simply to vaccine the whole world. That's the, you know, and some people actually say that, that this is all a ploy to, not a ploy, it's real. COVID is real. So for anybody listening, I know people talk about a hoax and things like that, but I don't think they mean COVID itself is a hoax. I think they just mean that this is setting up something else that's going to happen. That's what I think they mean when they say that. COVID is real. And now, we can debate how many people actually died from COVID or not, because that's debatable. It is debatable. But not today, not tonight. Okay? If there is another treatment that has saved or improved lives, let's use it. It can't be more dangerous than using a never-before-used RNA vaccine or anything else that has been rushed to fearful consumers. What's wrong with finding and developing a safe vaccine or treatment? What's wrong with that? That's my question. I heard other medical professionals even asking that. Is that asking too much to develop something that won't harm us? What's wrong with finding and developing a safe vaccine for treatment, huh? What's wrong with developing safe treatments for disease? And another question. I'm just throwing this one in there. Why is a computer guy a major advocate for vaccination? Now, that's another show, but that's a hell of a question right there. Not even the scientists and medical professionals appear to agree on this whole subject of what's effective and what's not effective. From the peoplesvoice.org, antiparasitic drug ivermectin kills coronavirus in 48 hours. Now, tonight people will be jumping on that. What? Give me some of that. That's like, you know, somebody got some, you know, some hot stuff in the neighborhood. Anybody running to it, right? And anyway, they say ivermectin reduced COVID-19 viral RNA present in cell culture by as much as 93% after 24 hours and by 99.8% after 48 hours at around a 5,000-fold reduction in coronavirus RNA, hinting that the medicine can potentially eradicate the virus. Hell, that sounds good. That sounds real good to me. See, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a virologist. I'm not a doctor. An official answer, right? So from drugs.com, they said ivermectin. I'm going to spell this to you. ivermectin. That's for you guys who want to do your own research. I guess I should be spelling some of these things out, because it's hard to just figure out how you spell this. ivermectin. That's the name of this here antiviral drug. Has been trailed in treating coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus that causes COVID-19, right? They say in vitro trials has shown ivermectin reduces the number of cells associated with viral RNA, right? That's what this vaccine, right, is made out of, right? By 99.8% in 24 hours. In vitro studies, when the study cells in a laboratory and not in a living organism. So that's a petri dish kind of like thing, I guess. They said more studies are needed to be done using the ivermectin on people or animals to see how well ivermectin works against COVID-19. See, ivermectin is currently a FDA-approved medicine for treatment of intestinal worms. Okay, so it's already FDA-approved for y'all who have all faith in the FDA. All right? It has been established as safe for human use. The National Interest, 8-2020, says laboratory studies using monkey cells in a test tube as opposed to clinical studies in human patients have shown ivermectin can shut down the replication of SARS-CoV-2, right? That's the virus we're talking about, right? The coronavirus that causes COVID-19 within 24 to 48 hours of exposure to the drug, ivermectin, is thought to inhibit the virus by preventing viral proteins moving in and out of the host cell nucleus, which is essential for replication of the coronavirus. Now, that's a very interesting thing there, because I was reading something else where they said that this RNA doesn't get into the nucleus. Okay? The problem is this process requires very high concentrations of ivermectin, well above the recommended dose for humans. This means ivermectin virus killing powers would be unlikely to be harnessed inside the human body. That means if they gave you the dose, it might be harmful to you. It might kill the virus, but it might hurt you too. A detailed analysis of the relationship between dose and concentration of ivermectin suggests none of the currently used ivermectin dosing regimens would deliver high enough concentrations, right, inside the body to activate its virus-killing effects. So, testimony of Pierre Corey, MD, Homeland Security Committee meeting focused on early treatment of COVID-19, December 8, 2020. So, it was with great pride as well as significant optimism that I am here to report that our group, led by Professor Paul E. Merrick, has developed a highly effective protocol for preventing an early treatment of COVID-19. So it's a prophylactic and early treatment, right? In the last 3 months, emerging publications provide conclusive data on the profound efficacy, right, effectiveness, right, of the anti-parasite, antiviral drug, anti-inflammatory agent called ivermectin, I-V-E-R-M-E-C-T-I-N, in all stages of the disease. They said our protocol was created only recently after we identified these data. Nearly all studies are demonstrating the therapeutic potency and safety of ivermectin in preventing transmission and progression of illness in nearly all who take the drug. So like, apparently these folks been using this ivermectin, and everybody who had COVID who took this drug, nearly all have good results, right? MSM News. Now, I'm just reporting this. Don't shoot the messenger. I don't even know if this next one is right here. Dr. Stella Emanuel says she cured 300 plus COVID-19 patients with hydrochloroquine. Y'all might know that from His Eminence, Donald Trump, said, you know, he touted that. Hey, hydrochloroquine, that's all you need. This ain't as serious as they say it is. Right? This is MSM News by way of Nigerian News, 7/28/20. As a U.S.-based Nigerian doctor, and this lady, she's an African lady, stated she used the drug on more than 300 people, and none died. She also used it on herself and staff. I guess she used that on herself as a prophylactic, I guess. I'm assuming she didn't have COVID, but she used it as a prophylactic. So America's frontline doctors submit in front of the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. on Monday, July 27th. Stella, doctor, right, says she has used hydrochloroquine, zinc, and Zithromax to treat COVID-19 patients successfully. So now we get to some more arguments here. There were some responses. They said that's the same woman who told Americans not to fear COVID-19, as she believed it was gonna go away in May. But it said, believe this at your own peril. July 25th, 2020, 62 studies confirmed the effectiveness of hydrochloroquine. The deafening silence of the mainstream media's unacceptable mediatic lockdown, right? So, from the BRP Business Politics, that's a top, supposed to be a top-rated political news website. Could be, because I'm not really into politics that much. So I'm about as dumb as a doorknob when it comes to politics. Not exactly that, but, you know, let's go on with the show. They said 600 doctors surveyed across the world all said hydrochloroquine works in COVID patients. Multiple studies in France found it effective, and yet here in America, it is being suppressed to keep deaths high so the economy can be shut down ahead of the election. I don't quite understand all of that. We have a caller. Hello, welcome to Provocative Thought. Were you ready? 8282?
Oh, 8282?
Yes.
It's me. Hello, how you doing?
How you doing, my brother?
Great. I don't have as many answers as I have questions. Questions being that I'm not familiar with the drug that you were speaking on first. I have no information on that. But the hydrochloroquine is being touted and documented across the globe by all kinds of medical, esteemed medical. I'm not talking about quacks and fly-by-night. I'm talking about real-life doctors. I advise people to look up Dr. Randy Short. He'll tell you. There's a lot of the doctors will tell you the benefit of taking hydrochloroquine.
Okay.
Yes. But the question, there are more questions to the situation. And it makes sense. Like you were talking about a computer guy. Why? When did Bill Gates become a virologist? When did he become an expert on disease? This is a guy that you can look on YouTube and he'll tell you, there's 100 that he has done talks where he says that the world is overpopulated. But with the effective use of vaccines and reproduction therapy, we can reduce it. This is a person that's tied to 300,000 sterilizations of black women in Kenya. You know, there's so many assaults on African people globally through vaccines. I mean, and it's called sterilization. Now, even with the new one, the so-called COVID vaccine, it hasn't been out a second, but it's already causing Bell palsy. It's already striking people down one after the other. You know, one after the other. It's having devastating effects already. But you have to look at it intelligently and ask yourself, why would you consider injecting in yourself recombinant DNA? This is not a vaccine. This is the alteration of your DNA that cannot be undone. This is not a vaccine. Technically, it doesn't even meet the qualifications of a vaccine. What it does is alter your DNA, and there's been no studies on this. A year from now, 5 years from now, there's no telling what this thing is going to. And if people understand what recombinant DNA is, we're talking about the DNA of pig blood and all kind of diseases and hodgepodge thrown together, but under no circumstance is it considered a vaccine by any standard. It is something that is supposed to engender reaction. Your body is supposed to make your body create a vaccine, create a cure, which is nonsense, which is complete nonsense. So, but why would you allow somebody who doesn't know anything? Now, like the report said, many of these guys are sincere. They actually believe that science can do that, but they don't have a clue as to what the end result is going to be. They're actually experimenting on the world.
Mm, you said it.
And because of the swine flu? How many people was damaged by that? There are still 4,000 people suing the government. That's why they've made it so that you can't even sue for what damage is done by this new vaccine.
Right. They have a new agency which you got to go to, which has a 90%, right? 90% of the people that go to this agency don't get any lawsuits. They don't get nothing. 90%.
No, they've been indemnified. The company, the vaccine, the Pfizer and them, they got no liability whatsoever.
Right. Yeah, they passed that. Yeah, but now they have the vaccine compensation, right? The original one, right? Which basically, it's just a wall to stop you from, getting anything. Or it's the same thing. It works for the company. But they have another one instead of the old vaccine compulsory thing that they seen, compensation thing. They have another one. They developed another one that you go to for this COVID thing, for this COVID virus, because they say because it's a once in a century kind of type thing. And they are known for not giving out any awards for any damages.
But why would you take it? Why would you consider it with a disease that has a 90% recovery rate?
Fear, but that's what's happening. Fear is the engine here.
Well, it's going to be more than fear tied to your benefits, your ability to travel, your ability to work. You know, that actually is going to make it a condition for everything.
Right.
They were even trying to tie stimulus checks to it. But I'm saying there's no reason. I mean, altering your DNA is serious business. It cannot be undone. You cannot put it back. You are forever changed. You are a new animal. You're not even the same species anymore because they made you something else. They don't know what they're making.
Right.
And they don't care. They plan on sitting back and seeing what happens. You know, but the preliminary report, there's been a lot of Bell Palsy.
Right. I saw a lady on the Bell Palsy on the internet. She, a nurse, actually. She works in the field, and she was crying, and she said she had Bell Palsy. When she took her mask off, and her face was, you know, you can see the effect.
Oh, yeah, her?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them. Young, there's people that can't walk already, and it hasn't even got out of the gate yet. That hasn't even become massive numbers yet. Never hit anywhere near. So I don't see any reason for playing Russian roulette. You know, that's it with your life. You
right.
know, it's just the same people that are trying to unleash all these genetically modified bees on the world. Once they get out, it's over. They're out. They can't put them back.
Right.
You let millions of mutated, you don't know what they are. Mutant species out on the world will never be the same. They may morph and attack other species. They may change the whole ecosystem.
Mm. And they will change the ecosystem because they are attacking other species of bees.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is happening.
So, quercetin. Look, I wouldn't care if you something as simple as elderberry syrup, because it's all about the immune system. I like the way you were saying that you know, do not sleep on this COVID. No, COVID is not a joke. It is a chemical warfare, biological warfare, and it is serious. It can kill you. But if you take care of yourself, there are things that you can do without altering your DNA to keep yourself. But even those that are catching, you have the recovery rate is 90%.
Right.
What appears to be the overreaching effects of it are the fact that they're miscategorizing the people's illnesses to appear as if they died from COVID. They've incentivized the doctors to call if you had emphysema, if you had whatever you have, whatever pre-existing condition you have, if you elderly and you end up dying, the doctors are incentivized about at the tune of 13,000 to call it, saying your death was due to COVID.
COVID, right, which increases the numbers of deaths from COVID-19. Right, there was a young lady who did she did her own investigative reporting. She wore a mic and a camera. You see that?
No, but I mean,
you got to see that. You got to see it. She's a nurse. She said basically, if the guy that came in there, he had a stroke, and they basically just killed him. So they basically coming in there killing these black, Latino, and elderly people. He had a stroke. They put him on a COVID unit. They put people who don't have COVID on COVID unit. They coming in, they don't have COVID, but they're dying from
right.
COVID as a result of coming into the hospital. They had
right.
one guy that intubated him wrong. One of his lungs collapsed, and she was trying to tell him, hey, you know, check that guy out. And they just let him die.
Yeah.
Tried to give another guy, what they call that, the thing with the heart? You know how you do the heart thing when you what's that?
Defibrillator.
Yeah, try to defibrillate somebody who had a heart rate less than 40 or 40 or something like that. So you can't do that. You kill them.
Right.
They did it anyway.
They know what they're doing. You know,
so
like you said, this guy, you have to be intelligent. And you have a people that who are less than 15% of the world's population, yet they consume 80% of the world's resources, and they feel like there's not going to be enough resources to sustain their lifestyle. So their thing is to, they want to get rid of 3/4 of the population and just leave enough people around to maintain this status quo for them, the lifestyle for them. You know, these people have no qualm whatsoever with saying that there's too many people. And and it's bad for the resources. When they're the ones that are bad for the resources.
Right.
They're locusts. You know?
So are you answering my question about them being the powers of the world being that narcissistic? So you basically saying the powers of the world are that narcissistic?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I mean, there's a book that you should read. It's called Tribes. You know, everybody is thinks it's their time. You know, we got the Arabs, the regular whites, the Asians. Everybody's fighting over control, wants to be the big dog. Everybody sees this opportunity as being their turn. And they're all fighting, and it's really a damn shame because they're fighting over Africa. Everybody wants Africa for the Africans. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They're fighting over Africa because Africa is the only continent that can exist autonomously without trade with any other.
Mm.
So they're fighting over Africa. That's why we see the Asians, the Arabs, the you know. So, and they the COVID thing may be them fighting it out, you know. I don't know. The guy Fauci, if you look at this history of these guys are like ghouls. You know, if you do the history on, there's a white woman, a doctor, that tells a story how they came with her and had her locked up. This is a doctor, had her locked up because she spoke out against
it. Right, yeah, right. Blonde haired lady, right?
Yeah, right.
Right, yeah. Right.
So, you know, it's a high stakes game, you know, and they're fighting over control, you know, of the resources, you know, and they sure enough don't plan on letting a few Negroes get in their way. They're over Bill Gates and they're over there in Africa, wiping out thousands and thousands of people with vaccines. Mandatory vaccines.
Right. And just the question, who the hell is Bill Gates? Who the hell is he? I mean, I might as well be over there somewhere giving out vaccines.
Right.
Right? If Bill Gates can do it.
This is not his area of expertise. How did he get at the table, the policy table? What qualifies him to be at the table discussing policy, world health policy?
Maybe he owns the table.
Because
maybe
he stole an operating system? Right.
That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like that's his
table.
Because
he stole dog.
So what I was getting alluding to is that for every person that says that they have something that works, there's somebody to come along and say, yeah, your stuff don't work. This is why. We got studies. You remember Tyrone, what's his name? He did the study with the frogs.
Atrazine.
Atrazine, right. Now, he told them that stuff
made male frogs turn into female frogs. They didn't like that, so they got somebody to do another study, come up with the results that they favorite what they wanted, yeah. Right? So,
and they've been putting that in the corn for 30 years. They've been growing corn with that for 30 years.
So we wonder
why there's an explosion of homosexuality in the community, in the cities.
Right.
It's no accident. It's in the water. Yeah, and this, you know, they wide open with it, you know.
So they're able to be so open with it because people are not looking. With people's heads in the sand, you know, or in something that's not allowing them to see what these guys are doing. What do you think?
Well, people are being distracted with nonsense. You look at Instagram. Instagram is a non-stop barrage of bullshit and foolishness. They got everybody. They got us so mixed up. Whereas now you want to talk about success? What? they got us thinking that we win if we can sell ourselves. It started out selling us. Now we try to sell ourselves.
Talking about my brand.
you're a brand now. You know, intergenerational wealth. That's all nonsense. They give us all kinds of distractions to keep us away from the prize. And the reality is, if you don't control the means for your survival for 72 hours, you are a slave. If they cut off your water, you can't last 3 days without water.
That's right.
So, brand that. Yeah, it's all nonsense. We all can, you know, worry about the same thing, you know, the wrong thing, you know.
Right.
We wait for this cracker's approval. Jason is every solution he offers you is the road back to the plantation.
Wow. That's an example of taking the shackles off your ankles and your feet and putting it on your mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's you got guys like Boyce Watkins, whatever his name is.
Right.
You know, how every day promoting how you can make it on the stock market. You know, because we have forgotten the fact that the stock market. We are the stock market.
Right.
the stock market was formed off of trading slaves. And
right.
It's still trading labor, work, people. Especially with the prison company. But, you know, you got they put Negroes out there hollering at your future, your salvation, your children. Future is based on knowing you can set a future for your children investing in the stock market. Your children are being traded on the stock market in elementary school.
That's right. So what's that? It's based on the Social Security number, right?
Well, it's based on what they call assessment. They do assessments in the third grade. And based on those assessments, they determine how many prison beds need to be built.
Oh, okay. I got you with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to hold on. You want to stay hot?
Yeah, I mean, Now go back and do your show. I'm a guest. Yeah, I miss you.
Yeah, I think you both came back a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been doing.
Okay, I'm just going to try to run through this here because we have a lot of like you say, a lot of confusion is what I'm trying to get to, because we have people,
right,
and you know, they don't agree with each other because they have different opinions, and some people they try to make other people's opinion null and void, unimportant, non-professional, as is brother, it's a doctor named Dr. Brownstein, right? I think he had 107 people he worked with, used vitamins, zinc, and some other stuff, right? Said of 107, only one went to the hospital. Nobody died, right? He had COVID.
Right.
And they said his findings were no good because he didn't have a random test. Random study means that of those 100, he would have to not give 50 of them help. And see what happened to them, which is ridiculous.
That lets you know that science, anybody that understands science, understands that the money determines what the result is. You can determine the result. You can say what they're going to come back with. It's all based on the money. Who's paying them? You know what I mean? Who's funding it? They go, like with your brother, with the atrazine. You see what happened? They didn't like his results. They got rid of them. They brought in somebody. They gave them the results they wanted. That's science.
That's interesting you should say that, because we have a drug called remdesivir, right? That's priced at, I think they say, Gilead scientists is charged about $250 per vial, a double dose, the first day, that comes to about $3,120 for the 5-day treatment course, right? Guess who spearheaded the research for that? They say Fauci. Fauci, who happened to be the same guy that paid for the gainful functioning of this virus that we got jumping on us right about now. You understand what I'm saying?
He financed the lab in China. Where it started.
So he sicked the dog on us, and then he created the dog catchers.
Right.
He came out.
He played both of them. Yeah.
Well, you know, all the conspiracy theories are very haunting, you know. And the unknown, as we know, is pretty scary. And it's got to be, right now, I guess a lot of people are saying, who can we trust? You know, black people have a history of being experimented on in this country, and a lot of people resort to Tuskegee, but there was experimenting on black people way before Tuskegee.
And they never stopped.
Right.
You see the headlines that they said they're gonna bring the COVID vaccine into the Philadelphia prisons first. Now, when the hell inmates been first? For anything good.
That's
being alive first. For anything good.
That's right. The most vulnerable population.
Right.
The captives. The actual captives.
Right. With no recourse. No argument. Can't fight back. Can't do nothing. Captive orders. Like you said.
Right.
The bag, he put out headlines. But how they're looking out. We're gonna put the vaccine in the prisons first.
See, and my thing is, like, I think that more people there's more reason to put all things to the test. But there's reason to put everything to the test. I suspect that people don't care about randomized tests. Only that the medicine or treatment does what it says it does. Now, me being a regular dude, you know, that's my thinking. Because when you go to a doctor, you don't ask them, hey, did y'all have randomized tests with that? You go buy some Tylenol,
right.
Do you think about randomized tests? You don't think about that. You only want to know one thing. Does this thing do what you say it does, and will it kill me?
Right.
Right? That's it.
Does it work, and who, you know, how long does it work?
Right. We're not worried about randomized tests. And this guy, it seemed to me, a man who has a success rate of 107 people, right? No one dies. To me, that's successful. And why wouldn't that be considered evidence enough to say, hey, you know,
it's worth looking into.
That's worth looking, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely worthy of investigation. And you got vaccine where people are falling out.
Falling out.
Yeah.
Ain't that something? So I don't know if you know about this here, but a long time ago they talked about petrochemicals and John Rockefeller. How he went to Carnegie, and Carnegie, because they wanted to centralize medicine, right, and use petrochemicals. When he found out you can make chemicals with oil, right, so he went to Carnegie.
Right.
Carnegie got this guy to go down to evaluate all the hospitals, because back in those days, medicine, traditional, what they call traditional medicine, I don't know, depending on who you are, traditional medicine might be natural medicine to you. Depends on what time, you know, a day you want. You understand what I'm saying? But petrochemicals, like the chemicals where you go to the drugstore and get, those are petrochemicals, right? And herbs and things like that, and that's the natural medicine. So that was a natural, that was a normal practice for all doctors. Doctors practiced both during that time period. What they did was they started giving money to these institutions where you learn to be doctors. You get your doctor's degree and things like that, right? And you get money. And they, but what they had to do was to basically denounce this whole thing about natural medicine. So they got rid of natural,
right,
medicine. And they made that quackism, you know, made it, you know, like that's some quack stuff, you know. And this is stuff you need to do right here. And basically that's how natural medicine got out of the mainstream. I just actually found that out, you know. But I thought that was very interesting, because I'm like, because it sounds like it might be the same kind of attack going on now with this guy. And this guy's a medical doctor. He's not even a
institution.
Right.
The American Medical Association, the publications. And do you know, to this day, it's still a lot. It's basically a center. You know, if you ain't down with them, everybody gonna say you full of crap.
Right. Ain't that kind of like what happens in like elementary school, middle school, high school?
Right.
That's what it seems like. It seems like, what kind of mess is this here? Like, what happened to the facts? You know, it's like, yo, like they talk about Trump's immaturity. It sounds like we just need to clean house government-wise. You know what I'm saying? Because if them guys really worked for us, we all know they would be fired. Right or wrong?
Oh, hell yeah.
They don't
work. They work against their job. Every group, every organization, everybody is in collusion. And the agenda is this: you better hold them niggas back. Stop the niggas. The genocide ain't never stopped. You know. Never stop. You know,
so,
the whole economy was developed off of, I mean, how can you expect humanity from people who developed an economy off of breeding 13-year-old girls for as many, to have as many children until the womb fell off? That's how the American economy was developed. We are the economy. We became the currency. Children, little black girls. How many children can we breed out of this child? This is how America was built.
So basically saying that don't be afraid to see a monster in this, because it was a monster that that brought it forth, that brought forth all of this.
Right, exactly. Now, I tell people all the time, America, born in genocide, built on slavery, and sustained by the rape and murder of the entire world.
Mm.
And people, Negroes, got the audacity to expect a happy ending.
Mm.
How are you going to have a happy ending? But they keep, going back to this monster church, looking for humanity. See, Negroes have this problem with extending their humanity to those who are incapable of it, hoping for a moral persuasion of people who can't comprehend a moral persuasion.
Right. Hmm. So the herbalists, the natural medicine alternative health providers, they're basically saying that the goal is to protect big pharma from competition as their market share grows. The healthcare systems in this country is rigged against inexpensive, safe, effective natural remedies in favor of expensive, as I just said, remdesivir, I told you how much that costs, pharmaceutical drugs, right? Say Clark Kinston, a neuropathic medical doctor.
There's no money in the cure.
Right.
There's no money in the cure.
Right. If we can heal ourselves, then that they can't rape us for $3,000 in a week for that. For
that's
using
that
as an
I
example.
With this here's the situation. I'm taking zinc, elderberry. And black seed oil. Those are the primary. There are a couple other things. But those three itself will protect you from COVID.
Yeah, I'm taking black seed myself.
Yeah, you better.
So they say the U.S. medical system is ignoring any treatment that is not therefore cannot provide a multi-billion dollar profit for some giant healthcare company. Because as you know, the so-called government is actually bought and paid for. So the government is the instrument of the wealthy. And I'm not talking about Michael Jordan, right?
Right.
We talking about them guys running
no,
down the basketball court.
Count. They don't count. You know they don't count. Let any of the Negroes say anything progressive. Poor black folks, they wake up broke.
Okay, here's somebody to your point, Katie Tatje, who runs a modern alternative mama website and ran afoul of the government for touting elderberry elixir, vitamin C, vitamin D as remedies for the coronavirus. Had this to say about government regulators in a post she later removed from her website, seeing that the FDA allows approved drugs to harm and even kill millions of people while badgering natural companies that have fewer than 10 reports of unproven adverse effects claims, shows us definitely that it's not about keeping people healthy. Now, I don't know if a lot of people know about the FDA. FDA, FTC, but I'm going to skip on them, see what their jobs are supposed to be. And let me see. The FTC is supposed to, so they shut down Mr. Brownstein. He had 107 patients, right? So the question is, who is the FTC? Who are they? Who are these guys? So the FDA and the FTC. And why should we trust them, right? So these guys must be, who are they to us? The FTC is a bipartisan federal agency with a unique dual mission to protect consumers and promote competition. For 100 years of collegial and consensus-driven agency has championed the interests of American consumers, has championed the interests of American consumers, has championed the interests of American consumers. As we begin our second century, the FTC is dedicated to advancing our consumer interests while encouraging innovation and competition in our dynamic economy. Now, if you're doing that, natural or medicines, you're definitely not trying to shoot them down. You're trying to figure out which, okay, Mr. Bernstein, you had 107, you say? What in the world was you doing, right? Right? That's what the FTC should be doing, not shutting him down, right?
Yeah,
they develop policy and research tools through hearings, workshops, and conferences. Collaborate with law enforcement partners across the and advance our crucial consumer protection. Crucial consumer protection. I'm saying that for a reason because the FTC protects consumers by stopping unfair, deceptive, or fraudulent practices in the marketplace. Right.
Right.
So
for a reason to protect you.
How many of us have heard of Xanax?
Yeah, right.
How long? Now, the FDA approved FTC, right? Approved, right? You know, right? That was a approved
right.
drug right there, right? Now they're taking it off the market. And it's a whole, it's, I mean, it's a whole list of FDA approved drugs that have proven to be harmful. You know, what gets me is that how long they stayed on the market. Because they ain't on the market like a year and say, oh, wait a minute. They ain't on there like that. They on there like 17, 20. You know what I'm saying? They are. I don't have that list because I was gonna do another show on that. The FT, like you know. But the thing is, they approve of tobacco. Is that right? FDA. They approve
right.
of that. FTC and FDA. So tobacco is the leading is one of the leading preventable causes of death in the United States. More than 480,000 deaths annually from tobacco. Where we at with the COVID?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? More people die from tobacco-related deaths than heroin in the United States, right? Right? And overall, drug overdose deaths declined from 2017 to 2018 with 6,637 drug overdose deaths reported in 2018. Yet, in their infinite wisdom, the heroin mortality rate is declared an epidemic, a national tragedy. Heroin is illegal, and tobacco-related deaths per year are simply something that prevents children from using tobacco. That don't make sense, because they, you know, they're saying they're trying to. They have a law. That's a new law, but you got to be 21. How old you got to be to buy cigarettes now? It's some crazy law to even go buy them. You got to be that. You got to show your ID. You got to be over 21 or something.
Yeah,
it's like crazy. Like
yeah.
That doesn't help. That doesn't help because you advertising. You're telling kids smoke, 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 but you can't buy it. Smoke, 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 but you can't buy it. You can't buy it, but you. It's all right to smoke. So you're teaching them to smoke. To use this drug that's actually killing over 400,000 people, almost 500,000 people annually, not one particular year, So this is what your Food Drug Administration that we trust in, you know. I guess I'm throwing this out here to let you know that it's not always about your health. That these guys are food things, you know, that the FTC approval. You know, Food and Drug Administration, the bottom line, neither the FDA or the FTC are safeguarding the lives of the people. Not only does smoking tobacco not it's a known killer that's allowed to thrive. You know what I'm saying? There's also alcohol. You know, they said more than 93,000 Americans die annually. COVID just hit. That's just 93 Americans over the last 5 years. 93,000. You know what I'm saying? So, yet the FDA is responsible for advancing the public health by helping to speed innovations that make medical products more effective, safer, and more affordable by helping the public get the accurate science-based information they need to use medical products and food to maintain and improve their health. The FDA also plays a significant role in the nation's counterterrorism capability. FDA fulfill this responsibility by ensuring the security of the food supply and fostering development of medical products to respond to deliberate and naturally emerging public health threats. Isn't tobacco a public health threat? That you can't smoke in a public place? Somebody help me with that. Is that right? Didn't they deem it a public health threat? You can't smoke tobacco in public, cigarettes in public places now? That don't make sense. That's a serious contradiction. So what I'm saying is, you don't be fooled by this FDA, FTC approval, right? The FDA first approved Zantac in 1984, or 36 years ago. So are you trying to tell me that it took them 36 years? Huh? It took them 36 years to say, hey, due to a known carcinogen associated with Zantac, the FDA requested all manufacturers to withdraw Zantac from the market. The FDA. So are these guys stupid, or do they think that we're stupid? Like, I don't understand it. Somebody help me out with that. Thousands of Zantac lawsuits are filed. 36 years of Zantac from the, and this is an approved, just saying, that's a widely used drug, right? And it's FDA approved. So we got an FDA approval here, right? With this vaccine. Do not be surprised if 5 years from now, this is looking like, what's that show, The Walking Dead? You understand what I'm saying? Don't be surprised that, we don't know what this thing is going to do. So I can understand that. I can understand that type of thinking, because we don't know nothing about this RNA thing messing around with our cell structure and creating things in our body without our, you know. And whose RNA is it? That's a good question, because, you know, where is the RNA coming from? Is it coming from dead folks? Where's it coming from? Aliens? What? I mean, where's this thing coming from?
Coming from pigs and rats and guinea pigs, dogs, is everything in that jar.
Oh, man. See, that's another thing. They should be, that this thing about transparency, you know, I think, period. When we go get these vaccines, if you choose to get your child vaccines, that was a good thing you did. I talk about you sometimes with that vaccine thing. So well, you should ask them. They should be required to tell you, give you the history of the vaccine that they, offering your child.
Right.
Because a
lot of people advocate that you ask them, what is it, recombinant DNA? What's in it? You
right.
Didn't tell me what's in it. It's about asking what products, certain products, are in there. If you can't tell me they're not in there, I can't take it.
Right. But that's not the way people go to the doctor.
That you don't even know what the hell is in
there. Right. And we go there blindly. Right?
Yeah.
We blindly, we trust these guys who are programmed to give you all these vaccines. I don't even know if they know what's in the vaccine. You can tell you the truth.
They don't. But 95% of them don't do it themselves, I tell you that.
Hmm.
They know better.
So I think on April the 1st, that's when the Food and Drug Administration announced it's requesting manufacturers to withdraw all prescription and over-the-counter of drugs from the market immediately regarding the Xanax thing. This is the N-nitrosodium methylene NDMA in ranitidine medications, commonly known as brand as Xantac. That's April the 1st. That's April Fool's Day. Ain't that something? That's a hell of a coincidence right there. It's not funny, but that's a hell of a coincidence.
You know, it's a lack of respect for you. It's a blatant lack of respect. You know, the whole thing is garbage. Now all of a sudden, opioid, the whole opioid crisis, that death and incarceration for the black folks, now they turn it into a vacation and a lottery for white folks.
Right.
And you know how much they, you know, a whole fucking generation of black kids been wiped out with Xanax. You've seen that yourself.
That's right.
You know, we've both seen up close.
Right.
Little girls who could take 20 and 30. You know.
So basically they're saying, you know, well, like I was saying about they've been saying even for the medical professionals, because, you know, some of these guys are these alternative methods of treating this COVID thing are medical professionals. They're not,
right.
And some of them are even vaccine advocates, but they're saying, hey, I've used this and I've been successful. So they're just not, they don't have tunnel vision. You know, and you know, with the Federal Trade Commission, now they just see a number of promotions of allegedly bogus treatments and cures for COVID-19. Now, I'm like, but the thing about, you know, they said that they made a statement about how Americans are throwing their money away, right, on these frivolous things that they sell over the internet or wherever, and I'm like, well, how come all of a sudden, the FDC and the FDA are concerned about how frivolously Americans spend their money when Americans have been spending their money frivolously since they've been spending their money. That's what, you know what I'm saying?
That's what America's built on.
I'm like, it's the American way. Yeah. I'm like, what are they talking about?
So y'all going to cancel Christmas?
Man, I'm like, they're not worried about, they're not worried. No, so, in thinking, it seems like they only worry about this COVID. The only thing that comes to mind is this COVID-19. That's the only constant thing there, because how Americans throw their money away, they've been throwing their money away since they printed it.
Right.
So, you know, so this thing is, you know, these guys are just worried about how these new, or they call them alternative treatments. See, even when you call something an alternative treatment, it kind of already pushes something in the corner. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like they already put it back on the, oh yeah, that's in the back room back there. That's or it's on the bottom shelf. That's you gotta go down the street and get that. You know, dang, man, we don't mess with that here. It's kind of giving it a negative thing anytime you call it alternative anyway. You know, so, because it's either a treatment or it's not a treatment, for real. You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't matter if it's a,
right.
it's a petrochemical or natural or medicine or herb.
The funny thing is the naturopathic methods have a longer track record than anything they can come up with. We got hundreds of years of historical reactions.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now you want me to believe that you can come with a vaccine in months that takes years and years and years.
February, I had one of these was Pfizer, the one that Fauci had something to do with. That was in February they was working on that. Didn't we just hear about this thing in March?
Right.
Like, I'm like, hold up, wait a minute, how? It's like, they say it's a pandemic.
How was y'all working on the vaccine before that?
Before we get wind of it. So they got this Moderna, right? Granted, approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Same thing. Moderna is the same thing. Only thing different with Moderna had a longer shelf life. Like the Pfizer, is the one that's sensitive. You gotta be frozen, 5 days or something before you use it. And with the other one, it's not sensitive as the Pfizer. So but it's all very let me see. They said the Pfizer depends on so-called. They both are messenger RNA technology, which is never before used in an approved vaccine or drug, and never before used on the masses. So it doesn't matter about the. They say they had trials with 30,000 people. How many people in the world? We got 7 billion.
And
almost 8 billion.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding? So that makes the whole world a petri dish. Because, like you said, they're saying we don't really know about this here. We know what happened with what they say happened with the 30,000, but they're saying, see, this probably was written before this lady came out with her palsy and stuff like that. And I had a friend tell me that they say on the vaccine that it may cause Bell palsy or something like that. I don't know if that's like that. That's like okay, well. So I'm like, whoa, okay, but that's not good. That's not a good look. You know what I mean? We're not scientists. You know what I'm saying? And like I'm saying, some people are scared. That one lady, she worked in the medical field. She trusted the medical field. She took the vaccine, and she got this Bell palsy. I don't know if her situation was permanent or not. You know what I'm saying? But it upset her. She had every right to be upset. So let me see. Pfizer is kept at sub-zero temperatures with dry ice or a special freezer until 5 days before use, and Moderna can be refrigerated for a week before use and at room temperature for up to 12 hours. So that's not as sensitive. So they say Pfizer vaccine is a new type of technology that's never been used in mass human vaccination before and expects caution that much remains unknown about its safety, how long it might work, and who might benefit most. Now, it was a brother on YouTube. He's some kind of scientist. What's that guy's name? I forget his name. Well, anyway, he was talking about the spike cell. And he said that the black people's immune system was different than white people's. Did you hear about that?
I know that's real. That's true.
Yup, because I went and looked it up, and it says exactly that. That our immune systems are different.
Whole physiology. We are not them, they are not us.
And he said that that's not going to be good for us to develop that's going to cause us. We don't have that many spike proteins in us. And therefore, we would be increasing that spike protein in us, and that's bad for us. He said he urged black folks not to take the vaccine
for that reason.
It's going to hurt you because it's not designed for you.
Right. The old thing is not based on you. The whole medical profession, what they call norms, the norms are based on white men. They're not based on white women. They're not based on black men. They're not based on black women. They're based on white men. What they call normal, and it's not the same.
Right.
Printing your BlackBerry elements to move air from the Microsoft.
Information real quick, because he has some very interesting things. Because when he says that, because some people say things I've never heard of, then I have to go look it up. Just see if I can find somebody else, not him, that's saying, oh, yeah, here he is right here. Let
He talked about the spike protein variants in Africans and Europeans and Asians. He's Sam Neuter TV. I must have didn't write his name down. Though. I don't have his name. Anyway, so he just talked about that, and I thought that was very interesting. So basically, they duplicate this spike protein, this RNA, and as you say, basically this experiment, this is an experiment, and the world populations are the guinea pigs or test subjects or slash patients. So Pfizer claims a 90% effectiveness. Hmm?
That's crazy. Wouldn't that many people trust no brand? You and that many people wouldn't trust the same wildfire. You know what I mean? And you talking about changing the DNA, the primary structure. They have found that that's not what they're doing with the DNA. It's not how they work. It's, when you alter, it shuts down other components. It's not a building block set that matches up.
Well, I guess it's crunch time. You know, people need to educate themselves about this here virus. I mean, they need to go do their own research and read, you know, because that's how I'm learning about it. And learn about that.
You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe anybody. Have enough sense to wait. The proof is in the pudding. The
right.
Smoke will clear in very little time. It's already having problems, and they haven't even come out yet.
Right, because they're not mentioning anything about the problems or anything. It's true.
Every day I hear about new problems. Every day.
So we have herbalists that had some data proving their claims, as did Dr. Sebi, you know, when he was helped people's body fight AIDS virus, and they took him to court, and he won. Dr. Brownstein seemed to have some good information because it was peer reviewed, and it wasn't like he just said, hey, I did this, and it's not, you know, it wasn't like these guys came to my office and I cured them. It was peer reviewed. You know what I'm saying? The only thing he didn't have was random studies. So it's pertinent to the world's survival, and it should be pursued as aggressively as the government is aggressively pursuing administering a vaccine that has not been used before. You know, at least the herbalists are not injecting RNA in people. And as she said, whose RNA is it anyway? Who knows what else? Or allergen, or what they call them, adjuvants, are in those vaccines, in those cocktails. We don't know what's in it. To attempt to get discredit and demonize all natural medicine or herbalists is a red flag in itself. Just as there are deceivers in the herbal medicine, there are documented deceivers in pharmaceutical industry, science field, and government. It sounds like someone wants to kill the competition, because the competition is cheaper than the prescribed solution. Because the competition is safer than the prescribed solution. Because the competition is throwing a wrench in the whole pandemic pan. Inoculation, experimentation, sterilization, and extermination of the world population, or simply cutting into someone's profit. I think that covers it. And if I missed something, it's been a long year. That's too much evil genius for me. You know, that's too much. I can see why people are suspicious about the rush to administer traditionally unproven vaccines that have not gone through traditional appropriate trials. These trials are said to take anywhere from 5 to 20 years to develop, and still people have been injured. Now they have a completely new RNA vaccine they concocted that doesn't require the same regimen of trials and are ready to inject into the world. Yes, it is scary, but scary is what is life. Scary is what life is like living on Earth until in 2020 and 2021. Maybe these fools have it right this time, and everything is going to be peaches and cream. And if they don't, I'll see you at the zombie apocalypse or not. Since we have a simple and yet a difficult choice to make, and that is to take the vaccine or not. That's the choice you got. Do your own research, y'all. I'm not a virologist. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a guy just like you.
But use your common sense. Listen to your mother, your grandmother, your upbringing, and ask yourself, what do you think makes sense to you? Does it make sense? Why should you trust the people who have proven time after time after time after time their intention to remove you from the you and your seed, who prove to you daily their intention to remove you and your seed from the planet?
All right. On that note, we're gonna say goodbye, and I'm gonna thank you for calling in, my brother. Good to hear from you. I want to thank everybody that listened to the show, anybody downloaded the show, and stay tuned next week. I would like to bring something more pleasant to the show, but man, every time I try, something like this comes up. It seems like we are in hell, and I guess there's not too many pleasant things in hell. Sorry. Maybe one day I'll come up with something a little lighter. But until then, y'all, next week, each one reach one, each one teach one. I want to thank Brother Shah for calling in today. And all you listeners again, until next week, y'all, peace out.
Thank you.
Not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose.
The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.